Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. How are you? And good morning, everybody. You are tuned to WMCL, blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady, and there is excitement in the air. I'll tell you why. I think I hear one of the guys now. Let's see if I do. Good morning. How is everybody?
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. This is Tristan. What's going on?
Hey there, Tristan. This is High Five. Y'all in the building. Legends, New Jack Swing, Kissing Game. Can't wait another minute. Just can't handle it. Quality time. And the hit before that, Favorite Girl. Great to hear from you guys. How you doing?
We're fine. We're doing just fine. What's going on with you? Shout out to everybody out there. We appreciate you. Thank you for having us on the show.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for coming back as well and having me back to host this show. Additionally, as you know, this is your home. Anytime you need to come by and swing by, just let me know and I'll get you on.
Wow, we appreciate it, man. We really appreciate you. You know that.
Oh, yes, I do, and I appreciate you all. And as you all know, I am always a fan of you all and have been since y'all first came out.
Wow, well, thank you. You know, we appreciate your support, for real. It means a lot.
So, no problem. You're very welcome. And as you know, from many of us fans, we will never forget Tony Thompson. We love you, Tony, and we miss you.
No doubt. Rest in peace, Tony T. That's what's up. Absolutely.
Yeah, good. So, who do we have so far? I heard Tristan. Who else do we have?
This is Mac Du. How y'all doing? How you doing, Computer Lady?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Computer Lady, Billy. This is Billy Covington. I'm on the line, too.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening? How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's see. We got two more forthcoming, or is it just you three right now?
Right now, I guess
it's
just us three right now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's roll with what we got. Yeah.
All right, that's fine. We're waiting the other two. I know the time zone thing can be a little, a little challenging.
Right, yeah, because Gil, he'd be all over the place, so he's probably in Mexico or something right now. I don't know.
Oh, my. Viva Mexico.
Yeah. So. We try to, hopefully the time here fits up, the time of meet up,
Oh, that's fine. Whether you're having, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, we'll hold it down, though, for our fellow brethren.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, wait a minute, we got a call already. Let me just quickly see who this is, and we'll go from there. Caller from the 843, you are with Ms. Capule in High Five. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. Hi, High Five.
Hello. How are you?
What's good?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice. Good
for me. She is real good right now.
Yes,
it's all good. What's going on?
God.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in North Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina. We need to come out there and do a show, man.
Oh, my God. Will you all please. I will literally buy a ticket and be on the front row and do everything I can to get backstage. Please.
God. Let's say that now because when we get there, we're going to be looking forward to seeing you now. You know what I'm saying? We'll give you free backstage pass or something just because you said that, yo.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Y'all just don't know. I am 35 years old, and every time your songs come on the radio, I swear I am blasting it. And I have two girls, soon to be 18 and 16, and they look at me like I am, like, crazy. But they don't know the music era that I've come from. So it's like for me to literally, I would be so happy.
Let's make it happen.
All right, yep. So we definitely going to try to make that happen for you.
Those are small favors, but we got you.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Well, we thank you for your support. It's fans like you that keep us alive, baby. Thank you so much.
Always. And I'm so excited for the new music that's coming out today. I'm excited.
And I think she's going to stay on the line, too. Well, first of all, welcome to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not going to tie everybody up. I'll be more than glad to listen to you, you know, via the computer. So I just had to call in and speak and just hear your voice personally.
Cool. You got it, baby.
What's up, man? Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
I will. And you all do the same, please. Love y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, thank you for calling in as well. And also make sure you can continue to keep tuning into the Miss Computer Lady Show. There is a Miss Computer Lady Facebook page. Just look it up and make sure you and I'll bring you in so you can be a fan so you can catch up with all the shows and all of that. And I think you already got a promoter for – I'm sorry?
No, I was saying yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Okay, definitely. And you guys, I think y'all already got – help with a promotion down there when y'all get down to South Carolina. She's going to be front and center and everything else.
Oh, most definitely. You got me. I will promote it in a heartbeat.
That's good news. Good news.
What's going on? What's going on? Farouk Evans on the line.
Hey, Farouk, hey, baby. And all my other babies.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Rookie? How you doing, bro?
You already know what it is, chilling in the cut like iodine.
He say like iodine.
You can use that, but you got to give me a quarter every time you say it.
I got you, man. I got you. Hope you take pennies, too. I hope you take pennies, bro.
Hey, pennies, half pennies, Indian pennies, 2 cent coins, whatever you got, baby.
That's what's up.
What's good, y'all?
What's good, boy?
What up,
What up, dog?
What up,
you know, chilling
the cut like iodine, baby.
Oh,
I need that quarter.
And that's how it was done on the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, in case y'all didn't know.
Okay.
Now y'all know.
That's what it is.
All right. Again, thank you for calling, and if you don't mind, I need to ask these questions.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, welcome back, everybody. I got 4 of the 5, you all. Hey. And we'll be taking a break in about 8 or so minutes. But first, let me get to these questions. Again, you guys, welcome back. I know a lot of changes and everything have been going on, whatever. I'm going to have you mention this information later as well. Where can they find you guys? I know the tag is Official High Five, so they can find you where?
Everything everywhere is Official High Five, whether it's our Facebook page, whether it's our Instagram or our Twitter. Everything is Official High Five.
Okay.
And it's actually us speaking to you. You know what I mean? It's not nobody else getting at you. It's us actually getting at you.
Exactly. And in addition to that, from the last time we had spoke, by the way, you all, it's actually them responding to you. So in case like, oh, they got people that are going to respond to them, they're going to say this and that and other. No, it's officially them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. Excellent. How has the music scene been treating you guys since we last spoke?
Good.
I said, okay.
it's always going to be a challenge. You know, it's a challenge when you're trying to get back and reinvent yourself, you know. And I mean, we accept our blessings. Like, we've been able to stay busy and, you know, we've recorded a new song, Kit Kat. We got a video for it, so, you know, we're keeping it moving, and we're hoping that everything gets better as we continue. That's where we're at.
No doubt.
All right,
yeah. I mean, the fans has been coming around, man. You know, they starting to understand, they're starting to see that, you know, there's a legacy here that has to continue. You know, you got a high five legacy.
And we all have individual legacies that have to continue going on. And we got to keep, you know, Tony's memory going on as well. You know, if you don't sing the songs, if you're not out there performing or whatever, you know, out of sight, out of mind, people tend to forget about you. But if we keep on putting out music, you know, then, you know, they can't, we can't talk about new music without talking about the Kissing Game. And that keeps Tony's memory, that keeps Tony's memory alive as well. So, you know, so what we're doing right now, you know, is doing just that. And we owe it to the fans to keep on putting out new music as well because, hey, they've been supporting us. They supported us over the years, and it's just not right to leave them stranded with no more High Five. You know, it's just not fair to them. You know, each member, you know, High Five is five individuals, so, and everybody played a part in the group.
Right.
Once again, the group still have to continue to move forward. And Tony's with us, you know, when we practice, when we're on the stage, you know, we perform as high six, you know. So he's always on stage with us. He's our heart, brother. You know,
I love it. I love it.
We miss him. Yeah. And, you know, what we do, like I said, is for the fans. And it's for us, too. It's for the group, too, man, you know. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you know what, and I heard the part you were mentioning about, you know, coming back. I think us fans pulled you back, in my opinion, because it was like, where are y'all? Where did y'all go? We love you. Where'd you go? I think we pulled you back. Am I right or not?
You're absolutely right.
I mean, this is why we do it.
Yeah. Because, you know, a few years ago, it was that 90s resurgence of, you know, cats was coming back doing shows. They were doing all these throwback shows, and somebody was missing.
Right.
Everybody's like, you know, where the hell is High Five at? Like, you know, all these other groups is you know, getting a chance to relive and re-excite the fans of old and, you know, of course, it got to Mr. Trust Hustle, Chester Irby. Like, yo, this needs to happen. Like, the road is here. We need to put some gas in the car, jump in, and slam on the gas. Let's go.
And that
was all fueled by, you know, the fans saying, "Where's High Five? We missed High Five." You know, we know they got they somewhere out here. We just need to, you know, do that, and that's what it was, man. It was the drive for the fans, the people who love High Five from then and want to hear new stuff now. So just like Trust said before, you know, it would be unfair, you know, to leave the fans stranded because they the ones who really were an instrumental part of making this resurgence.
Well, you know what? Oh, telephone. But anyway, we thank you, you know, so much for returning back because, like I said before, we missed you guys. And in addition to that, it was like, you know, let's just say, for instance, they was like, you know, coming to wherever, you know, remembering New Jack Swing with whoever, and we like, y'all missing, y'all forgot High Five. We love Tony, we miss him, but why don't y'all have High Five on the flyer or on the roster or on the whatever? Y'all miss it. Y'all can't have no New Jack Swing. Y'all going to hear me saying New Jack Swing. They're from the New Jack Swing era. The legends are here, as I said before. Hello. Y'all are wrong. That's probably what you said. Y'all are wrong.
It's funny that you say that, you know, and salute to you for recognizing that. It's like, you know, it's kind of bothersome, too, that, you know, some people tend to be a certain way and not realize that, you know, Teddy, who started New Jack Swing, you know, we was like one of the first groups out there doing New Jack Swing for that in that era. You know what I'm saying? Along with
right.
AC and a bunch of others, you know, that Teddy produced. And when I go to New Jack Swing stuff or I'm looking on Facebook, you know, it's like
Even though sometimes I ask that question too, where is High Five? You know,
uh-huh.
I just believe that, you know, while we're being honest with each other right now, I just believe that promoters out there aren't listening to the fans and they're not checking for High Five. I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
To all the fans out there, you know, I don't know why the spirit is moving me to say this right now, but they need to know that it's not High Five, man. If it's up to High Five would be in everybody's city right now. Tomorrow
mm-hmm.
in another city, the next day be in another city, and reaching out and touching all of you guys if we had our way. But the promoters don't check for us. They don't check for us. They don't. They. I'm calling the promoters out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just the truth. They don't check for us. And they need to because we're working. You know, we got a hell of a show. We singing, we dancing, we doing the same stuff we was doing back in the day. We bringing the fans back to that place when they was 17, 16 years old. They was in high school playing the kissing game, you know. Granted, Tony Thompson has passed away, and he's our brother before anything.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So nobody could understand the hurt we felt or we feel when he's not, knowing that he's not around in the physical. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes fans, they could be overly fans and think that they love that the love is stronger from their side and not on our side. You know what I'm saying?
What?
And they tend to react wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, he's our brother before he's your favorite singer. It's just the truth. And
uh-huh.
it hurts us that he's not around. And it hurted us really bad, probably hurt us more than it hurt you guys when he passed away. And, you know, people have to realize that and understand that we guys are human just like everybody else, and we lost a brother. So
uh-huh.
it had to hurt us as much as it hurt, you know, worse than it hurt them. You know, and it's only but right for us to be out there working the name that we helped create, which is High
mm-hmm.
Five. And
yeah.
we'll be out there making our money like everybody else, singing
uh-huh.
the song that we did. Because you have artists nowadays that, you know, and shout out to the artists, we get it, we dig it, we love you, and we thank you for tributes and stuff like that. But it's crazy when other artists sing your song out of respect. And then you see in the audience of 5 to 6, 10,000 people singing your record, right? And it's a great feeling. But let me ask y'all this. You don't think that High Five would rather be there doing their own song for the
That's
fans?
That's a fact.
That's
you
a
don't
fact.
Think that the fans want to see High Five do their own songs and sing and dance, you know what I'm saying, the way
it's
supposed to be done?
You know what
Word.
I think it is, man? I think it's more or less of a misunderstanding. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? Like when Tony passed, it hit hard.
It
you
hit
know?
Hard for, and excuse me interrupting, it hit hard for you guys. Oh, and by the way, do I have all 5 of y'all on now?
No, that was me. My phone had disconnected. This is Farouk.
Oh, okay, all right. I still want to make sure we got everybody. And I just wanted to say quickly before you continue on, that, you know, you all were connected with one another. You all had the closest and everything, and that we understand. I also want to say that, you know, although the show is the time that it is, don't worry. There are 15 extra minutes. It's just that people need to call 646-727-1542 because, like I said, you all are welcome. This is your show. And I wanted to know if you feel better because you've probably been trying to say that for the longest, but you couldn't. But you
yeah.
know you're more than welcome to say that here.
I've been trying to say that for the longest and feel confident in saying it. And, you know, and I do now because it bothers me. It hurts my feelings, and I believe it hurts the group's feelings because, you know, we did work hard. You know, we got on the stage, you know, we sang, we danced, we did our interviews, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's just that certain few. It's just that certain few that don't give it a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't give
uh-huh.
it a chance. They don't. There was 5 different temptations at one time, but they don't. You
that
know,
was crazy.
Few who don't who don't give us a chance to say, I'm going to listen to this EP or listen to their music and don't be biased. We're not trying. We got Farouk and Billy, new additions to High Five. And not one time as any member in the group, past or present, have in our mind to replace Tony Thompson. It's not that. Nobody, this group is not trying to replace anyone. No,
that's the misunderstanding.
Tony Thompson, you know what I'm saying? That's the misunderstanding there. It's like, you know, but we have to, the group is High Five. So you have to have five members.
What?
It doesn't make sense to call a group High Five and it's three members. The group is High Five. So since the group is High Five, you have to have five members. And people with intelligence have to know that. They have to know that. So if you're an intelligent person out there, an adult, you have to say, okay, well, the name of the group is High Five, so they do need five members. It's not about replacing anybody. It's about having five members to make the group High Five. That's what it's about. You know, he's going to always be the lead singer of the group. That's what it is. That's what we decided as a group. But we still need to have that addition to make it High Five.
For sure.
And
for sure.
I thank Billy and Farouk for being a part of this and dealing with this, because like I told Farouk when he first came in this, I said, Farouk, this is going to be a big battle for you, because it's going to be hard. It's going to be a big battle for you because of the shoes that they're going to want you to, you understand what I'm saying? And you're going to have a lot of people that's going to be judgmental already. They're going to be comparing you off the rip. They're going to be comparing you. And that was part of part of the things that we had to deal with and we had to overcome, which we're still overcoming this day. If we're breaking through the barriers because we starting to tap into those people that are intelligent enough to say, well, golly, these guys have families and they deserve to be out there in a row, and they're talented and they put out good, timeless music. You see what I'm saying? It should be about the music. You see what I'm saying? It shouldn't be who we have in the group and, you know, he's trying to be Tony and this and that. No, nobody's trying to be Tony Farouk. He's trying to be Tony Farouk, saying the way he sings. He just so happens to have that tone that Tony has, but that's the formula that's needed. So when you hear Kit Kat, when you hear Different Kiss, when you hear all the new songs, Sunshine, when you hear all the new songs we did, you can say, dang, that sounds like a High Five record.
Yes.
We still have to keep the formula at the end of the day so that we sound like the way it's supposed to be sound. You can't say that any of our new songs don't sound like a High Five record, because we make it our business to still keep it that way. You know what I'm saying? Although Tony has passed away, you know, it still has that High Five sound to it. And we just want the people just to give us a chance and grow up.
And buy, y'all. Buy and share. And when you tell people buy, because we got to support and sorry for interrupting again. We got to support our legends. We got to support those. If we love their music, we're going to buy their music. And someone was after Tressen. I didn't forget you.
No, it's good. You know, because I could talk. You know, hey, everybody know I could talk. You know, so I'll talk an hour. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta stop me. But that's only because I got an outlet to where I can reach people right now and let people know that, yo, High Five as a group got feelings too. You understand what I'm saying? And this is real talk, real spit right now. You know, High Five as a group got feelings too. And it bothers us that when promoters don't check for us because of their personal situation going on or whatever. Listen to the fans, yo. I just got a, just like we just got a call just now talking about South Carolina, and she was over the top.
Yes, she was. And you got to call her from the 314 too. I'll get to you soon, 314. So go ahead.
You can't tell us that she's the only one from South Carolina that want to see High Five. There's no possible way you could say that. I mean, just to hear the excitement in her voice, a promoter should be calling us right now that's listening. She'd be like, she can't be the only one. They should be thinking about that, you know. When we're on our Facebook page, we see a lot of people saying, you know, come to this city, come to our city, come to our city, come to our city. We would love to, but the promoter's got to be like,
to our city.
Come to our city.
Yeah.
And be real. And real quick, and I'm going to leave this alone because a lot of people don't understand this. You know,
uh-huh.
There's a lot of promoters out there that they say they're promoters, but they don't have no money.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep it busy.
They want to treat, you know, we're blessed to be considered legends and all that, and we're fortunate and we're humbled and we thank you. But at the same time, if you're calling us that, then you got to come to the table with something reasonable that five group members could support their families, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Could do a good show and get what's due, you know? I mean, we work with everybody, so but you should just if I could tell you the type of prices that promoters come, I don't even know what y'all would say if y'all was to tell you what they come to high five and say, we need you to perform, we're going to give you this. It's like, yo, wait.
You're not a real promoter, are you? Are you? That's the
first
question.
Kidding
you're
me?
Not a real, yeah, you're tripping.
You're not serious, right? Like, you can't be serious. And I want the fans to know that. You know, the fans need to know that. You know, they need to know. The promoters, they say they got money and they don't have the money to pay for groups. They don't want to give their own, you know, they want to make money, but they don't want to spend it. The idea of being a promoter is to make money. And the way you make money, you don't want to spend as much money. You want to make the money. So nobody want to spend more than a certain amount of money because they want to double or triple their money. You see what I'm saying? So they want to get their art. They got to get the artist at a cheaper rate. They have to. See what I'm saying? And depending on what your numbers are, how you've been doing, is how they base what they're going to pay for you. You understand what I'm saying? So a group like High Five that haven't been out on the circuit, you know, 10 years straight without going on hiatus and we just coming back, they're going to start you, they're going to bottom feed you like you're a porgy fish. You know what I'm saying? That bothers them to groups, especially to us, because it's like, yo, we gave y'all 20-something years of music, of our life. You know what I'm saying? We as a group, rest in peace to my man Tony Thompson again, we as a group had a musical contribution to R&B music.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Point blank, period. And there's nothing anybody can change about that. It's written and let me shut up because I heard 90 seconds. So
okay. Well, you know what? Well, like I said before, 15 more minutes can be added on. But like I had said, people need to call in to 646-727-1542 and press the number 1, and everybody could be brought in. And secondly, as you all can tell. But don't worry about that. The Miss Computer Lady Show is a home of high five. Okay? Okay. Right. And this is the real. And Miss Computer Lady doesn't mind because, like I said again, we love you all. I love you all. Let me say that.
We love you too.
I love you back.
No doubt.
Right. Right. Thank you. And then you see, you got South Carolina. You cannot forget about Toledo, Ohio. Okay? So you got to add that on your tour list. And I know 314, and I know I'm interrupting, and I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to flow with the show because a lot of people are waiting to hear the song, too, which is, to me, I'll call it Quality Time 2016 version. Okay? Okay. So get ready for that.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. Let's bring this person in. Caller from the 314. You're with Miss Computer Lady and High Five. How you doing?
Okay, all right. What's up, Miss Computer Lady? Much respect to these brothers. I'm in the 314, but I'm actually out of the 254. So I know a couple of these brothers very well and consider them family. Gilly Gill, Mac.
Okay.
It's your boy Howie C. And I even met Treston in 1992. It's been a long time ago, brother. But I'm glad to hear you still
what's up,
laughing
family?
And y'all still
what's
doing
up?
It. Everything
oh,
is still
good. What's good, fam?
What's
up, family?
Hey, yo. Hey, man, this is lovely. Let me say this. The longevity and the contribution, like the brother said, nobody can take that away. You brothers keep doing what you're doing because you're more than inspirations to a lot of us. You know, you guys know that when you broke out, when you hit that Arsenio Hall show, there was a gang of brothers from back home that was waiting to follow in your footsteps. That's still the truth. And what Tony Thompson was, what you fellas still are, is still the truth. We still feeling that. We still on. And we got another generation of people coming up that need that motivation and inspiration. So, you know, I just wanted to go ahead and let you all know that I'm always tuned in. I'm always watching. I'm always
that's
doing my thing. You know,
thanks, brother.
Y'all keep on doing what you're doing.
It means a lot,
love. Right on. And thank you, Mr. Computer Lady, for putting it down. If that's their home, that's my home, Ms. Computer Lady. It's all love.
All right now. All right, much love. Thank you, my brother.
All right. I'm waiting to hear that new joint, too. Y'all go on and kick that off. I need to know what's up.
Yeah, we're going to kick it off real soon. And let me just make this one quick announcement. Bring the 843, bring in the song, and then that will be it. Let me get this quick announcement in. Everybody, make sure you go to St. Clemens Hall tomorrow, 2990 Tremainsville Road in Toledo, Ohio, for the Business and Health Expo from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's free and open to the public. Your Computer Needs of Toledo LLC does have a booth there. All the specials, bring your laptops, bring your tablets and everything. If there's a problem, let Your Computer Needs of Toledo check out your laptops and your tablets, your smartphones or whatever, see what's going on. If the problem cannot be fixed, there will be referrals to get anything that needs to be done. Again, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, St. Clemens Hall, 2990 Tremainsville Road, Toledo, Ohio. I had to make sure to get that in there. All the questions have pretty much been answered, might as well say. In addition to that, we got this, the computer question has been answered too, because as you mentioned before, this is a platform, and when it came to computers and technology, whatever the platform that was available, you had to use it to make your mark and everything. Am I correct or not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. We got an excited 843 still. So let's see what's up with her out of South Carolina, South Khaki Lucky. Hey there, how you doing again?
I'm good. Nope, I just wanted to tell him that I respect everything that he said. Thanks for letting this be his outlet. And again, you're right, no one can replace Tony. But no matter what, just know if you don't have not one fan in this world, you do have me. And no one can replace him.
That might be up for discussion, but you know.
No matter what, I'm not going to ask you to replace Tony because no one can. And I love him so much.
Exactly.
I love
exactly.
all of you.
Exactly.
So no matter what, high five is going to be high five. And let's come on with Kit Kat so I can hear the jam, so I can blast it in my mouth because my girls are and I'm about ready to make them mad. But I love y'all so much.
Ooh, boy.
Please, when you all come to Charleston, please, please, please let that be known so I can be there. I don't care. I'll be the first person in the audience. And I'll be right there with my wine, sitting there just relaxing.
There you go.
No, that's right. I know that's right. I'm a fine wine. Tell me what you drink.
Month.
I'm just saying, I like yellow tail. I like that yellow tail.
I wish I was coming next month, because, honey, I turn 36 next month, and that would have been my birthday.
Uh-oh.
Honey bash, everything you want.
Uh-oh.
Wow. That's what's up.
You know what? What's the contact number in case anybody wants to book you? We need to get that also because that ain't been come forth yet. But anyway, what's the number?
The contact number is 917 excuse me, 718-612-7861.
Okay, repeat
that.
Can
y'all get on the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
I'm going to repeat it.
Can y'all get on the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Wait. You know what? Don't worry. There is an archive to the show, so you got to catch it live. Anybody who didn't catch it yet, just spread the word to everybody to click on the Miss Computer Lady Show. So blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady, and then click on the arrow or whatever, or go to the Miss Computer Lady Show Facebook page, and then that'll be available there, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, all of that.
Okay. Can I get a shirt?
Okay.
She wants
a hookup, in other words.
How about off the air you give Miss Computer Lady your address and we'll send you something special. How about that?
Hey, we'll send your email, because we gotta get to the song. The email is the best is here. number1@gmail.com.
The best is here, number1.com, at gmail.com.
That's correct. And but you know what? As they say, fellas, hang in there, and ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. What y'all been waiting for? Y'all ready?
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
We ready.
All right.
Are y'all ready?
I previewed it, so y'all might need to have some fans nearby. Right, and turn your settings to Arctic. Ollie.
Okay.
All right, I gotta put everybody on mute so I can get this song, and then we'll wrap it up. So hold on, everybody.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen. High Five's newest song, Kit Kat.
Keep it coming, kissing and we hugging. yourself and hollering. Ain't no need for rushing.
That pink's a rocket kicking in.
While the feeling's bumping.
Everybody, again, the best is here, number1@gmail.com. to sponsor the Miss Computer Lady Show. You will get a lot. Request a package. Okay, got about 3 more minutes. You guys, oh, this has made my morning, South Carolina's morning, and the brother's morning, and everybody else's morning, too. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Anytime. Anytime.
Oh, you got another kiss, by the way.
Okay. Different kids.
There you go.
Ooh, I told y'all to put y'all Arctic settings on Arctic. I told y'all to put y'all fans on Arctic. I told y'all.
We pray that you guys enjoy the record and you like the song. And, you know, it could be purchased on iTunes right now on a single, and also it could be purchased with the EP, High Five, the EP. Name
okay.
The song is Kit Kat. Watch out for our video. The video is going to drop really soon.
You talking about Arctic?
Oh, you talking about Arctic?
Here we go.
Here we go, Mac.
I just want to shout out Mac Good real quick. I just want to be the godfather to your baby. That's all I'm saying.
My goodness. Okay, about another minute. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Check local listings. Monday, the tribute to the late, great Michael Jackson. The songs they are not going to play on the commercial radio. That's the addition. Right. Y'all going to hear some songs like, ooh, I forgot they did that song. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he did that song. Oh, yeah, he and the brothers did that song, too. But we cannot forget him. We're going to keep his legend going. We're going to keep High Five's legend going, status and everything. As I said before, I'm going to say again, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Love you back.
Say like farewell, my summer love. Love you, too.
Love you back.
Yes, okay, everybody, be great, be wonderful, Legends High Five, they will be back. Make sure you check those listens, because, again, the Miss Computer Lady Show is the home of the Legends, including High Five and the indie artists as well. So want to make sure all that love is around.
No doubt.
Shout out to
my Five. Much love to my brothers, man. Y'all be good.
I already know.
Back at you.
Love y'all. Love y'all. Love y'all, Five.
Love y'all. All right. All right, brother.
All right. Take care, everybody.